USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden unveiled his administration's initiative to enhance the affordability of child and senior care. Speaking in Washington, D.C. Tuesday, he emphasized that the current cost of care is excessively high, while the compensation for care workers remains inadequate.
Care workers and caregivers are critical to our families and to the entire economy. That's why, as a candidate, as president, I was determined to turn things around. We made progress, but there's so much more that we have to do. So much more.
The president's latest budget proposal encompasses measures such as expanding paid family leave, reducing child care expenses, and extending the child care tax credit. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin stated during a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing that there is no evidence supporting the claim that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza.
Senator Cotton, we don't have any evidence of genocide being created.
So that's a no. Israel's not committing genocide in Gaza.
We don't have evidence of that, to my knowledge. Yeah.
He also refrained from labeling Hamas's October terrorist attack on Israel as genocide, though he did classify it as a war crime. The Michigan school shooter's parents, James and Jennifer Crumley, received the maximum sentence for involuntary manslaughter. Tuesday, a judge handed each of them a 10 to 15-year prison term in a landmark case. The couple, convicted separately, faced charges related to their son's 2021 shooting rampage that resulted in the deaths of four students at Oxford High School north of Detroit. Norfolk Southern has agreed to pay a $600 million settlement to address class action claims arising from the February 2023 train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. The railroad clarified that the settlement does not imply any admission of wrongdoing or liability. And the Deep South and sections of the Mississippi Valley are preparing for severe weather. Forecasters say intense thunderstorms will sweep through from eastern Texas to the southeast coast through Thursday. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Donald Trump will not get a change of venue for his hush money trial in New York. Trump's attorneys could not convince appeals judges that Trump might not get a fair trial there. Trump is facing charges of falsifying business records in order to cover up a tryst with adult film actress Stormy Daniels back before the 2016 election. Relations with China are improving. Here's USA's Corey Myers with more.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen wrapped up her second trip to China in 9 months. The trip meant to address trade disputes between the world's largest economies as the two sides tried to stabilize relations following a summit between U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping last November. Yellen feels that actually is happening.
We've greatly deepened our relationships, and I feel our relationship in this economic sphere is in a much better place.
The Arizona Supreme Court has upheld an abortion ban dating back to the Civil War. Governor Katie Hobbs previously criticized the 2022 ban as extreme. Now she's stating that enforcing the Civil War law would only add chaos for women and doctors.
I am calling on the legislature to do the right thing right now and repeal this 1864 ban and protect access to reproductive health care.
The recent law prohibits abortion after 15 weeks with exceptions for maternal life risk, with the 1864 law banning all abortions. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.